has nothing to do with racism at all, in fact. So there you go. Hello, Nerdy Legion. We have another great show for you. We actually have a giant TV streaming section for you and then a tiny movie section. So a little bit of a flip-flop from the last episode. All of that being said, I appreciate your ear holes for listening to what I've got to say right here on Comic Talk Today. This is the Comic Talk Headlines show right here on the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. NerdyLegion.com is the place to go find all of the other podcasts on our network. So thank you, nerds. Strap in for your pop culture nerd news and let's jump into it. So, yeah, stuff and things. Our regular push, you know, social media is a wonderful thing and it is the metric by which most management types take a media source seriously anymore. And in that vein, if I am to get any of the interviews I am trying to get behind the scenes, then we have to do this push and we have to continue to do this push until we meet the minimum metric that most management types are expecting. And that minimum metric is approximately 2 to 3 social media outlets with over 1,000 subscribers or followers. So we are steadily on that path and your help today could definitely do a bunch to further us on that path. So, generally nerdy on every possible social media, pretty much. I mean, the more obscure ones, not so much. I am on Getter. I think that's about as obscure as it gets. That being said, that is our shameless plug for the moment. We do have some shout outs to follow that up. TikTok shout outs. Our newest follower is Travis Skipworth. Welcome, nerd, to the fold. A special TikTok shout out for one K-Dog 2010. K-Dog, I see you, little homie. Thank you very much for everything you are doing right now to help push out the generally nerdy word. I appreciate you, man. I just needed to give you a shout out in the video. Moving on, we have Instagram followers to shout out. We have Lord McDuffie is a new follower over on the Instagram. Art the Clown Official, the official Art the Clown Instagram post is now following us. Thank you, nerds, for the follow. As well as Janice Warner, 34. Aunt Janice, thank you for the follow. We are related, but still, you follow me, so I'm shouting you on an episode. YouTube, we have a new follower there. Christopher Johnson, I met you the other day in real life, so shout out to you, big guy. And then on Twitter, we have DJ from the Bright Side Home Theater podcast over on the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network, which I am a part of. So if you are not following the podcasts and me over on Nerdy Legion, then go check out nerdylegion.com. That is the shout out section of the housekeeping. And now we're going to start something a little new. I've kind of been kicking around this idea for a moment for the housekeeping section. And that is, we're going to be talking very briefly about this week's upcoming stream. So I'm going to start theming each stream so that whenever we get anyone in chat joining the stream, or if you find me in the game in which we are streaming, like I do a lot of Splitgate these days because that game is incredibly fun. I play a lot of Halo or Mortal Kombat or Rocket League. We're going to start doing that with some sort of regularity. A couple other ones, Fortnite and whatnot. Not Fortnite. I'm probably not going to do Fortnite. I meant to say Apex Legends. So if you find me in game or if you come join the chat, then our theme for this week, and I will hit it one more time on the episode that gets posted up on Wednesday just before we start streaming. But the theme for this week is restaurant specific workplace gripes. So if you are a restaurant employee, be it back of house or front of house, then by all means, join us in stream and let's talk about some of the craziest interactions you've had at work, some of the craziest stuff that's gone down, or just something that really bugs you about the industry. Let's talk about that. I've been working in restaurants for over 20 years, so I probably can relate to anything you bring to that chat. So again, the Twitch channel is generally nerdy. There are two N's in nerdy. I really don't know why I had to do that, but that is the necessity of the situation. Just know that if you have found the Nerdy Ninja, then you are at the right place. Stream usually starts around 7 to 8 o'clock. It really depends on how fast I can get the Wednesday episode edited. Honestly, that is the biggest obstacle on what time my stream starts. So all of that being said, let's get into today's episode. TV streaming. Let's get to TV streaming. All right. So before we get into any of the other stuff, now that two episodes ago, that has finally gone live, now that YouTube has said, that's fine. We won't block you because you're doing a news show. Now that that has happened, we can talk about the previous two episodes ago. I said something and I gave an incorrect date in the TV streaming section. So the new Mike Flanagan series, Midnight Mass, did not go live on the 10th. It does, though, go live on the 24th. I honestly don't know where that 10th number came from, but I was saying that for like 2 or 3 days before I double-checked my numbers and went, oh, I'm stupid. Especially because I went to go watch the dang show. It's like, it's not here anywhere. What the heck? So yeah, my apologies. I'm a dummy. Let's move on to other follow-up things. So we have a follow-up on the Twisted Metal series that I believe Showtime has picked up, though that's not part of the news. The news here is casting. The lead for this show is a character named John Doe. John Doe is going to be played by none other than Anthony Mackie. Other interesting developments that we have seen recently, Rhett Reese and Paul Wernick are going to be not only writing along with Michael Jonathan Smith, who writes for Cobra Kai, but the three of them are also going to be executive producing it. In that same vein, we also have Will Arnett involved in this, which is a very interesting thing, but it's not Arnett necessarily directly. It's his production company called Electric Avenue. So Arnett and his producing partner are going to be part of the production staff, but not part of the writing or acting or anything like that. So again, very interesting things coming together. Words are not a thing right now. But yeah, that's all we have for Twisted Metal. And so our next follow-up has to do with Wednesday, the new Addams Family series that's happening on Netflix, directed by Tim Burton. And they've made another casting announcement. This one, and with this, since the last time we talked about this series, we have a couple of other things that are developing in the news. First of which being that the casting announcement is for Gwendolyn Christie. Gwendolyn Christie is going to be playing a character whose name is Larissa Weems. Larissa Weems apparently has a history with Morticia Addams and is also going to be the principal of the academy, the Nevermore Academy, where Wednesday attends school. So we also now know that this is going to be a school-based kind of sort of magic story where Wednesday has psychic powers. This just feels like it's going in all kinds of new directions that maybe aren't really true to the original Addams Family. All right, so something that we need to address is the new series. We do have a new log line, is what it's called, for Netflix. Kind of a synopsis a little bit. So I'm just going to read it to you directly. This is direct from Netflix. The series is a sleuthing, supernaturally infused mystery charting Wednesday Addams' years as a student at Nevermore Academy. Wednesday's attempts to master her emerging psychic ability thwart a monstrous killing spree that has terrorized the local town and solved the supernatural mystery that embroiled her parents 25 years ago, all while navigating her new and very tangled relationships at Nevermore. So this sounds like it's kind of Sabrina 2.0, when that is not any of the characters from the Addams Family series. Ever. That has never been a thing in the Addams. Supernatural, the only supernatural involved with the Addams Family is the grisly and the horror oriented, not telekinesis and magic and things of that nature necessarily. Not in the pop culture kind of nerdy way of things, but more in the horror way of things. That is the genesis of the Addams Family. They're almost takes, they're like distant relatives of the horror characters that we got. That's why the Munsters was created in response, because these are hearkening back to these characters, whereas the Munsters were these characters. You know what I mean? So it's just a very strange development along the lines of what we're going to get in this Wednesday Addams series. Now, in a previous episode, there was a concern brought in the comments, to put it mildly, of why I had issue with Catherine Zeta-Jones and Luis Guzman cast as Morticia and Gomez Addams, respectively. Well, first off, I didn't say I really had any sort of issue with Catherine Zeta-Jones as Morticia. I actually think she might do a pretty good job. She wouldn't be my first choice for Morticia, but she's definitely not the worst choice. But Luis Guzman, I think, is the one that I voiced actual concern over. And I feel like if you pay attention to the vocabulary that I used in that episode, it's pretty clear why I have issue with Luis Guzman as Gomez Addams. Has nothing to do with the fact that Luis Guzman is Hispanic by nature, by however you want to put that. He is of Latin descent. Has nothing to do with that. I think, honestly, Latin, it kind of makes sense to put somebody of that lineage in that character. The guy's name is Gomez. It just seems to fit. So that is not the issue. The issue is Luis Guzman as an actor, who is a capable actor, just this is such a different kind of role than he's ever played. And honestly, again, to bring him up against the greatest Gomez that we've ever seen, notwithstanding the original TV show, but Raul Julia as Gomez honestly is what most fans think of as Gomez when reading anything to do with the Addams Family anymore. He has some big shoes to fill, and that was my concern. Because while, yes, Luis Guzman is capable of doing serious roles, again, as evidenced by his work on the Shameless series, which I think was spectacular, I just don't think he's the guy for Gomez. I very well could be proven wrong once this series happens, though I think this series is going to suffer, now that we have this little bit of extra synopsis from Netflix, is going to suffer from far more than Luis Guzman. And honestly, it sounds like Gomez is going to play a pretty minor part in this series. So I would be surprised if Gomez is my issue once this series airs. Honestly, I think there's going to be a plethora of other things we're going to be focusing on. If Luis Guzman does a mediocre job, he'll get past any scrutiny because, again, of the other issues we're anticipating. So, that being said, I don't care that Luis Guzman's Hispanic. I think Luis Guzman is hilarious. I think he's actually a very capable actor. I just don't think he's the guy for Gomez. Has nothing to do with racism at all, in fact. So, there you go. Oh, I hate that I had to address that, but it was brought up and I can't just let sleeping dogs lie, apparently. So that is what we have for follow-ups in TV streaming. Let's get into trailers, and we have some interesting stuff going on in trailers. Oh, by the way, I don't know if I've mentioned this, but TV streaming is gigantic this episode. So trailers, our first one is a show called Professionals that's going to be coming to CW. The reason we're talking about this is because it has two nerd icons in this show. It is not necessarily going to be a nerdy show by definition. It seems like a fairly common procedural mixed with a number of other things, but Brendan Fraser and Tom Welling are going to be the leads in this series. It's going to deal with Brendan Fraser is a millionaire company owner who owns a tech company. They have a satellite that gets messed up. It blows up at launch, I believe was the synopsis. Tom Welling is a contractor who Brendan Fraser brings in to ferret out why it exploded and so on and so forth. Kind of sounds interesting, but not really nerdy in any sort of real respect, aside from Tom Welling and Brendan Fraser. So there's that. Our other link to the trailer also down in the description. So our next trailer, I guess, is I Know What You Did Last Summer. This is a series that we talked about when it was originally announced. We now have our first trailer for the Amazon Prime series. Again, link can be found down in the show notes, description, whatever. The premiere date for this one, which we have, is October 15th. And then our next trailer, Lock and Key Season 3, has its first trailer. October 22nd is going to be the air date for Lock and Key. Very interested to see where this one goes because it was a bit of a departure from the comic books. So we'll be keeping tabs there. And then our final one is another Season 3. Batwoman has released a trailer for Season 3. So this seems very interesting as well. This show has the strong potential to have a pretty solid turnaround if they can tackle this season properly. It seems that Season 3s are an interesting situation because Titans Season 3 has taken an opposite turn because Titans was amazing and then Season 3 happened and it was like, oh, this show's not what it once was. So, but that is a discussion for another day. Those are all of the trailers that we have for TV streaming. Our first piece of regular old news is a new announcement for a new series over on Disney Plus, Flight of the Navigator. Go back, older nerds, older millennial nerds, and younger Gen X nerds, and think, Flight of the Navigator? Really? Compliance? That one? Yes, that one is getting a series treatment on Disney Plus. There is the noteworthy change for this series in that it is going to be a young female lead instead of a young male lead. Not that that's really a huge deal because at this point it's going to be, I don't know, it's a retelling of the same thing. We already have Flight of the Navigator, so a different version of Flight of the Navigator with a different person leading it really makes no difference, the gender, whoever it is. But also, Bryce Dallas Howard is being brought in as the main series director. So that's pretty noteworthy as well. Our next series announcement actually was made. I just didn't see it, apparently, for the previous episode. It was made when I could have put it in the previous episode. I just, for whatever reason, didn't see it in any of my sources until I was doing research for today's episode. And that is Grendel over on Netflix. Grendel, not from Beowulf, not that Grendel, but this is the Grendel from Dark Horse Comics. This is coming from the Netflix and Dark Horse contract, where Netflix has all of the first look options for IPs that come out of Dark Horse that have to do with live action. This is a comic book that's from Dark Horse. Series creator Matt Wagner is going to be an executive producer on the project. He has made some public statements stating his excitement for the project. All of the other executive producers are regular players over at Netflix or at Dark Horse Entertainment, their entertainment wing, I guess, is more specific. So yeah, again, pretty interesting. Not super familiar with Grendel, though it is one of the longest running creator owned comic books out there. So that's pretty noteworthy. Matt Wagner is the owner of the IP directly because that's how Dark Horse works. That's one of the reasons why Dark Horse was created. That's a whole other video. But yeah, so pretty interesting there. Definitely be keeping tabs on that. And then our final piece of news, Mobile Suit Gundam is getting a new series. Now, technically, we did get a Mobile Suit series in 2019, so that was only 2 years ago, but it wasn't a proper Gundam series. The last Gundam series, I believe, was over 6 years ago, ended over 6 years ago, and only ran for about 3 seasons. So this new Mobile Suit Gundam is going to be called The Witch from Mercury. Interesting title. I honestly am not a super follower of the Mobile Suit animes, but they are pretty awesome when you catch them offhand. You can just watch like an episode or a half an episode just because the artwork is always so interesting and just the way it's done is always so well done. So very excited about this just in a peripheral kind of way, but it will be coming sometime in 2022, so they are hard at work at this right now. And that's only the Japanese release date. No word on when it's going to be coming stateside, though you can pretty much guarantee it will eventually make its way stateside, if not get a worldwide release initially. And that, nerds, is the end of our giant TV streaming section. Movies is tiny for today, and I mean, kind of ebbs and flows between movies and TV streaming, and that's just kind of the nature of things. But, and sometimes rumors is just out of hand. We don't cover, anyway, we're bird walking. movies. Our first piece is a trailer, a new movie that kind of flew under the radar somehow from Guillermo del Toro, the famed director of the original Hellboy movie and the sequel to that Hellboy movie, and then a million other awesome horror-related things, is bringing us Nightmare Alley. This one is also horror-related, though it's kind of hard to tell exactly how it's horror-related based on the trailer, but you can find a link to the trailer down in the show notes. This movie comes out December 17th, so he's been very hard at work at it for a little while at least, because it's coming out in just a few months. And noteworthy cast is Bradley Cooper, Jim Deaver, Ron Perlman, Cate Blanchett, Toni Collette, so we obviously know it's a horror movie because Toni Collette's in it, and Rooney Mara, amongst other. This is a giant star-studded cast, and the fact that Guillermo del Toro is doing it, just that alone is reason to catch this in the theaters, and it will be exclusively in theaters for at least the first 45 days when it comes out, again, December 17th. And then our final piece of, I told you, movies is tiny. Our final piece of movie news comes from the Star Trek camp, specifically Paramount. There's been a bit of a shakeup in the executive types over at Paramount. And we have one major executive leaving, the CEO leaving, and another one coming in. And the leaving CEO's name was Jim Giannopoulos. Oh, he released a statement thanking everyone for his wonderful time. He's been there for the last 17 years, so on and so forth. Lots of flowery language. And then kind of planted in the middle of that, a little bit hidden, he mentions Star Trek and how they have multiple projects in the works for Star Trek at Paramount. So most of them, if not all of them, exist only in rumor right now. So which of those rumors exists for our pleasure in actuality? I'm going to leave that one up to you, nerds. If you have an idea of which one you think is the most plausible, is it the Kelvin continuation? Is it the Quentin Tarantino written but not directed one that has been rumored forever? Is it a new one? We've covered a number of rumors that deal with new, non-related Star Trek series or movies or whatever. Which one of those rumors do you think is the most plausible? Because that's just way too much fun to speculate. So let's do that in either the comment section if you're watching on the YouTube, or you can find me on the social medias and we'll have that conversation there. But that is everything for movies. All right, rumor mill. Let's do the dirty and get this over with. All right. So first rumor that we are discussing today is one that I feel like I have already shot down preemptively, but we will address it directly, and it is the Marvel Zombies rumored series that has been rumored for a number of years. Now that we have a What If episode, the rumors are sprouting back up, and all right, so this one actually got a little bit more ground, because the last time we talked about a potential What If spinoff series, it was out of the question. They have already said that the What If episodes are not going to be related to the MCU at all. So when I believe it was a Spider-Man rumor or a Doctor Strange rumor, one of the two, came up and said, oh, they're going to work this into its own. No, they're not. But this has kind of started, the first source I found this was a similar style rumor to that. So I was like, oh, obviously this isn't gonna happen. But then we got word from Mark Millar, who created the Marvel Zombies universe, that there may or may not be something in the works down the pipeline. So that definitely gave this a bunch more credibility, though that definitely could be Mark Millar trolling us. So I couldn't go 50% on this, because they have said in no uncertain terms that the What If episodes will not be related to the MCU proper. They are one-off episodes by design. Because of that very unequivocal, absolute statement, I can't give this 50%, but we're going pretty close. We're going 40% likelihood that we are going to see and again, we have to give these rumors a timeline, because long enough timeline, anything's possible. So, possibility within the next 5 years, we will see a Marvel Zombies series on Disney Plus is approximately 40% likely. So next, we're talking about Batman, because there's always a Batman rumor somewhere in the mix. Oh, and they just don't go away, and they don't go away, and they don't go away. This one has to do once again with Michael Keaton's Batman. This time, instead of it being a movie rumor, there is a series rumor. Series rumor over at HBO Max that they're going to pick up Michael Keaton's Batman. It doesn't say specifically if it's going to be like a Batman Beyond or something. What with Keaton being a little bit older these days, that would make the most sense. If this rumor was plausible, I don't believe this rumor is plausible. From what the little we know about Michael Keaton's contract for the Flash movie and the DCEU going forward, there's very little that Michael Keaton is obligated to do for the DCEU, for Warner Brothers specifically. It sounds like he probably has approximately three cameo roles ahead of him. So something along the lines, maybe not a cameo. I think cameo is a little too light of a word. Three minor roles, I guess, is probably more appropriate. So moving forward, we're likely to see him once or twice more in the DCEU proper, but it will be very likely in movies, not in a series. Though again, we don't know what that contract holds. These are just the plausible speculations, the most believable speculations that exist out there. So the likelihood that within the next couple years, we will be seeing Michael Keaton's Batman in an HBO Max series as the main character. Again, he could very well come on in some sort of cameo, guest spot, whatever. But as the main character, as this rumor is implying, I'm going to say 30%, and I think that's very generous. Moving to our next rumor, this one kind of is building off of a rumor that we heard previously, but kind of not. We'll get into that. So Bloodshot and Bloodsport. Apparently, Will Smith wants in on the success of the most recent Suicide Squad movie, because apparently it was successful enough for Will Smith to take notice. Whatever. Very specifically, Will Smith wants to do a team-up movie between he and Idris Elba's character, Bloodsport. So it would be Deadshot and Bloodsport in a buddy cop, effectively, movie. I mean, those characters, as far as the cinematic universe is concerned, are kind of interchangeable, so I don't see necessarily Warner Brothers jumping at this, though Idris Elba and Will Smith are both gigantic names in Hollywood, so that could be feasible. And we also heard that previous rumors say that they want to keep a spot open on the Secret Six for Will Smith. So again, that's kind of rumor based on rumor, but just that little element of it. There's just enough on either side that this could really go either way. So we're going to say 50% probable that we will be seeing some sort of team up movie between these two characters. Our next rumor is inevitable. We have the inevitable Star Wars rumor that Cara Dune is going to be returning to The Mandalorian, even though we don't have any sort of word that Disney has officially hired her back. That being said, we do know that Disney does look slightly more favorable on Gina Carano these days, since, you know, the fallout and everybody going, whoa, 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 whoa. You mean you're going to treat your employees that way? So the rumor, the lending to its favor, the rumor does say it will not be season 3 that we see Cara Dune. It will be season 4 that we see Cara Dune for. Now, we don't know for sure that a season 4 will happen, so that's kind of rumor based on rumor. Kind of. I mean, we do know that there is a plan for at least 5 seasons. They just haven't confirmed that anything beyond season 3 will happen, because there's other things going on behind the scenes, if you want to believe other rumors. So, all of that being taken into consideration, and the fact that I would really like to see Cara Dune come back, though I still feel like Gina Carano needs a couple more acting lessons. Not saying she's a horrible actress, but she's not the greatest, that's for sure. So, that being said, I'm going to put this one right about 60% likelihood that we will be seeing Cara Dune in The Mandalorian season 4. And then our final rumor is kind of two rumors, and that's only two rumors because I'm choosing to break it up as such, but it has to do with the gaming sphere, and it is based on Xbox. Microsoft is rumored to be in the search for another Bethesda-level acquisition. Depending on which source you're looking at, the most plausible one that I have read, or the most, the largest one, I guess, I have read, that is being talked about is their acquisition, potential acquisition of Eidos. Eidos, I think that is the, that's where we're drawing the split. So Microsoft being in the market for another acquisition, pretty likely. We're putting that part of this rumor at about 70%. Absolutely. As long as Microsoft perceives themselves to be second or potentially third in the video game sphere, they're always going to be looking for that next big move that might get them a little bit more play in the market. So yeah, 70% likelihood that they're on the market trying to acquire another big developer. That big developer being Eidos does not seem plausible. We're putting that one at about 25% because there are bigger studios that they stand more to gain from. Yes, Eidos does have a pretty big back catalog, but as far as relevance in today's gaming world, it seems kind of flat, I guess is a good way to say that. So yeah, we're 70% likely that Microsoft is going to make a big acquisition in the near future, 25% likely that that acquisition will be Eidos. And that is all we have for rumors. That does it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. For a more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then you can find all of the other podcasts we offer on nerdylegion.com. Subscribe to any and all that you find awesome, because there's a lot of awesome up there. If you want to go deeper into the pop culture nerd news, then you can join me on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thank you for listening, nerds, and we will see you next time.